Morocco, week 5, Friday. And now, episode 25 of Moon Over Morocco.
The bear knew 9 songs. All were on honey.
Very odd. For a second time, Jack Flanders has entered the invisible world. How did he enter for a second time when he had yet to leave? Perhaps there are 2 Jack Flanders.
My lord. My lord. It's been a long time.
Yes.
Your eyes still are glazed by your journey. My lord, I am your wife. I am the Queen Isaura.
Yes.
Your dream is ended, my lord. Please do not hold it longer.
Yes. Yes, it's... it's gone. It's gone. You are more beautiful than I recall.
The days have been long, my lord.
Yes. But there is a certain tension in the air.
The days are not the same, my lord.
Not the same? In what way, my queen?
From the west, there comes news. A rebel disguised as a pilgrim. He claims to be the true son of El-Kabar.
El-Kabar. El-Kabar. This mist, it still swirls in my mind. My dream.
You have heard of this rebel.
El-Kabar. Do they not know that the king, by his title, is the rightful son of El-Kabar?
Rightful, my lord. But is rightful true?
My queen, is not the king blessed by Allah? A king is born to be a king. Rightful is true. This other is an imposter.
They say this false son wears upon his forehead the golden eye.
The golden eye of El-Kabar?
Yes.
No.
Why no, my lord?
Because I can't remember. It's as though in my mind there is concealed a cave full of treasures. But when I step back within, this mist gathers, and I return with empty hands.
You press your hand against your chest. What is it you wear about your neck?
What? I don't know. What is this?
Oh.
Strange. It's an eye.
My king, you have the true eye of El-Kabar. Huh? What's that? It is.
I'd like Tangier 22612.
I wish you'd hurry up.
Yeah.
Kelly,
huh?
The owl's outside my window.
The owl?
The reason I'm staying in this hotel, remember?
The owl? Right. I'll be right over. And stay away from that balcony.
Kelly.
What?
There's someone out there.
On the balcony?
I'm afraid so.
Good Lord. Man or woman?
I think it's a woman. They're standing in the shadows.
Okay, listen.
Get up slowly. Put on a coat or a robe, whatever you have nearby, and walk outside. I'll meet you in front of the hotel. It'll take me about 8 or 10 minutes.
I'm putting on my robe now.
Don't even bother to hang up the phone. I want to make certain you get out of that room.
Gee, thanks.
Think nothing of it, kid.
I'm putting the phone on the bed and moving to the door. I'll see you.
Phew. She made it. What the hell's that? Who's that? I better move fast.
Wow, that was scary. Let's see. That one must be my balcony. There's no one up there. This hotel is weird. I may as well sit down and wait for him. It's that same music. Strange. It's hard to say how far away it is. Must be this way.
So, it was Mustafa, the storyteller, who broke your dream, my lord?
Yes, I believe so.
And where is he now?
Not even the wind can answer that, my queen. But tell me, how is my wazir?
How is your old wazir? Fat, greasy, and repulsive, my lord.
Tis good to know that some things do not change.
Do you feel your queen has changed, my lord?
Perhaps she is slightly more independent since my absence. But she is still so beautiful that any man might give his good eye to possess thee.
His good eye, my lord?
So my queen's dark eyes do eye this golden eye, yes?
Its magic is a well-known legend, my lord.
And you wish to test this legend?
It would be a shame that while an impostor seeks to unthrone thee, the true eye remains as dormant as a breast doorknob.
And how does my lady's own magic fare?
There is none my equal.
Oh? What about Mustafa?
He grows weaker while I grow stronger.
I see.
It is rumored that the wisdom his stories once held has decayed with his premature senility, and now he indulges in feeble mischief without point.
If Mustafa's mischievous stories are pointless, without point, as you say, then his stories are such that no one can stick himself.
Have you seen Miss Skye's room 642?
Lady standing outside in front.
She's not standing there now.
She walk up straight to better hear music.
Music? Which way?
Which way?
Which way did she go?
That way, up.
Yeah, hey, thanks.
there is a saying, when fate arrives, a physician becomes a fool.
Up the street and step on it.
Juan Fangio Morocco!
What the hell?
Son of a gun!
My tire!
Here's 100 dirhams. Get yourself a new one.
It's such a great night. I feel so free. Fantastic. A fountain. There it is. Like in my dream. That's the same street. The orange blossoms. The hedges. It's all exactly the same, only better. It's real. Uh-oh. I remember what Mojo said. Don't. There's an old man sitting there. Maybe he knows. Excuse me. Do you know this street?
There are stories of such streets. They appear, they disappear.
Really?
It is not a real street, for it dissolves into a courtyard. It reminds me of the story of a young lady. Come along, I will show you. Yes, a young lady who was dreaming she had seen such a courtyard. She thought, well, it was a street.
Sonny!
It was only another dream.
Sonny!
She even heard voices calling her name. But that was merely her name in her dream.
Sonny! Stop!
When she awoke, of course, that wasn't her name at all. Not at all. It was all a dream. Yes.
He's looking at you, kid.
All he dreamed.
Moon Over Morocco is a continuing adventure serial brought to you daily, Monday through Friday.
Listening to, please visit zbs.org, where you can order this podcast as a complete set without this mention, as well as many other fine, wonderful, amazing, awesome, and brilliant productions. All are available on MP3. zbs.org.
Tune in this same time Monday when you'll hear.
Yeah.
Was Miss Sunny alone?
Yeah. That's strange.
What's that?
I feel she was with someone. She was talking to someone. But I didn't see anyone. I did see someone.
Moon Over Morocco is produced by ZBS Media.